It's not only federal workers, but many of the people they serve every day who are feeling the effects of the government shutdown. Filing paperwork and appearing before immigration agencies is a regular part of life for many immigrants. And as WNYC's Mirella Ivorak reports, when the government shuts down, some of them are left in limbo.
Suyapa is used to worrying. She's at the New York Presbyterian Hospital with her 10-year-old daughter, Fatima, who's getting a blood transfusion. Fatima suffers from sickle cell anemia and is at a high risk of stroke. Blood transfusions lower that risk, so Suyapa brings Fatima for the treatment every month.
It's really fun when my mom is here. She makes me laugh and stuff. She just says some jokes. It's funny.
But today, Suyapa isn't in a playful mood. The Honduran immigrant had a hearing scheduled in immigration court last week and would have likely been approved for a green card. But the government shutdown led to court closure.
No hay palabras.
There are no words to describe it. It's something that I wasn't expecting to happen. I've been waiting for so long. I'm in limbo. I don't know what's going to happen with me.
Suyapa, who asked us not to use her last name because of her unresolved immigration status, says her daughter's illness makes her especially concerned about what comes next.
The uncertainty, not knowing what will happen, that's the most difficult thing.
Currently, only immigrants who are detained are appearing before immigration judges. Lawyers like Andrew Johnson say canceled hearings in immigration court are particularly problematic.
When that one case is delayed, it could get knocked back another 2 to 3 years, just based on the calendars of the immigration judges in New York.
That's because immigration courts are severely backlogged. Over 50,000 cases are currently pending in New York State. But the impact of the shutdown isn't restricted to immigration courts. Companies that are hitting a deadline to file applications for green cards for employees who have worked for them for 5 years cannot do it now. Nina Dada, an immigration attorney, says that's because the Department of Labor isn't issuing labor certifications required in the process.
Just imagine you've got an employee that's worked for the company, you know, for 5 years. They're an expert in what they do. The company depends on them. And now we're in a situation where if the employer can't file, in a year's time, they may have to lose them.
Dada says the DOL shutdown also affects highly skilled foreign workers in another way. Some who have planned to switch jobs aren't able to do it now.
People who have come here legally and who have had employers sponsor them are really, really sensitive to the fact that they've done everything right and they want to continue to do everything right. And this is forcing people into a situation where they may fall out of status, do something wrong.
She's advising her clients to hold on to their jobs until the government reopens. For WNYC, I'm Mirella Ivorek.